I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. They're hunted down by the Boko Haram in Nigeria, slaughtered in the streets of Egypt. And why? Because they follow Christ. They're the reason for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, or IDOP. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says IDOP is on November 3rd this year. Open Doors is offering a free prayer kit.
There's prayer guides, there's videos, there's bulletin inserts, sermon outlines, free resources in general, just to make this day happen.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to order one, and please remember the persecuted in your prayers today. Meanwhile, as if the turmoil in Egypt needed any more stirring, sources report a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood said, quote, operations against Christians will start now, end quote. Voice of Martyrs USA has been keeping an eye on the deteriorating situation in Egypt, and we're posting those updates at our website as we get them. In the midst of the chaos, though, God is at work. Believers are praying for the boldness to share the hope of Christ. Let them know they're not forgotten. Will you pray with them? And it's not unusual for the Philippines to be underwater in August, but monsoon rains combined with a recent tropical storm are spelling disaster for Manila. Close to 300,000 people are stranded because of the severe flooding. AMG's Tasos Ioannidis says this time around, though, their ministry hasn't seen extensive damage. However, some of the families they're helping have been affected, and that usually means losing everything. Through 18 child care centers in Metro Manila, AMG reaches out with emergency supplies and an important message.
It's because of the love of God and the love of Christians around the world that we are able to help them at the time of need.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.